It is peak tobacco selling season in Zimbabwe. Tobacco production took a nosedive in the mid-2000s when President Robert Mugabe's land reform policy led to the seizure of white-owned farms. A decade later, farming is having a revival in Zimbabwe. From the capital, NPR's Zofia Quist-Arkton reports.
Noisy wooden trolleys roll bales of tobacco on and off the auction floors in Harare. Here they call it green gold. Some of Zimbabwe's estimated 100,000 small-scale black tobacco farmers look on, hoping for profitable sales. Auctioneers quoting prices at high speed pace up and down rows and rows of extra-large jute-covered bundles with yellow tobacco leaves spilling out. Tobacco production jumped 235% last year, compared with 2009. Closely behind the auctioneers follow the tobacco buyers. They indicate interest with a wink, a nod, two fingers up, eyes closed, and all manner of gestures. Selani Sitole is an auctioneer and sales manager at TSF, Tobacco Sales Floor.
Our standard sales speed is supposed to be 5 seconds per bill. We go up and down the lines. We are quite organized.
Sitole says they're pushing through 7 to 8,000 bales a day of the cash crop, and tobacco farmers are paid promptly.
As soon as the bales are sold, before arbitration, the farmer has got the right to either cancel the bale or accept the price. It's quite a speedy process.
What we're witnessing on the auction floor is a far cry from just a few years ago. Output of most crops, including tobacco, dropped dramatically when President Robert Mugabe's followers violently drove white farmers, the backbone of Zimbabwe's economy, from their industrial-sized farms, starting from 2000. The government handed the annexed land to black farmers, many of whom had little or no experience. The result of Mugabe's controversial land reforms was disastrous. Tobacco export earnings fell from $600 million in 2000 to $175 million in 2009. In his echoey office, CEO of the Tobacco Industry and Marketing Board, Andrew Evaristo Matibiri, says production has rebounded.
It's back to normal almost, to the extent that it's still a bumper harvest. In terms of world production, we are nowhere near the top, but in terms of supplying the world markets, we are probably at number two or number three after Brazil and the United States.
Matibiri says farming was especially hard hit in part because, unlike the industrial white farmers who owned the land, Zimbabwe's new black farmers are leaseholders and couldn't get credit or bank loans without title deeds. So the tobacco sector and private companies stepped in with a new scheme to fill that funding gap, contracting growers to produce the crop and providing them with fertilizers and chemicals. Taizvei Chitaunike is one of those farmers. The mother of four received her 5-hectare farm from the government in 2003. She smiles shyly as she describes how her fortunes changed when she switched to contract farming 2 years ago.
Tobacco is much better because we manage to pay school fees, food and other things on all your budgets. It's much better. The amount of capital that they give me, it helps me. For sure, I am now much better for farming production. So this is nice for me to be contracted.
Chitaunike says she's getting good prices and has been up to the auction floors 3 times this selling season with almost 25 bales of tobacco. Sitting close by under a young jacaranda tree and listening attentively to Chitaunike is another tobacco farmer, Milka Matimbe. She's 53, got her 27-hectare farm in 2005 and has been growing tobacco for 5 years. Matimbe does not have a company contract and sells independently. She's disappointed with sales of her yield.
This year is so serious. Last year it was better than this year because the prices are not going up, they are going down. I don't know if you can go back to the field this coming season because we got no money.
Zimbabwe consumes only a fraction of its tobacco output. The marketing board CEO, Matibiri, says the flu-cured tobacco is top quality, expensive, and in demand. 40% of exports go to China, followed by the European Union and South Africa.
It is said to have very good blending properties. In other words, it mixes very well with lower quality tobaccos produced in other parts of the world to produce nice or very pleasant cigarettes if you're a smoker.
Back on the auction floor, brisk tobacco trading continues. It appears the banks are listening. The Bankers Association of Zimbabwe looks set to lend $1 billion to agriculture this year, the lion's share going to tobacco farming. Ofer Biakustanton, NPR News, Harare.